Practice Radio.
Welcome to Maggie Talks To, a series of in-depth conversations with people who live and work here on the Isle of Wight.
So I'm here today with Derek Sandy. Hello, Derek.
Hello, morning. I'm fine. How are you doing? You okay?
Yes.
All good here?
Yes, thank you.
Lovely. It's nice to be here with you folks.
Good. So can I ask you, were you born here on the island?
No. I was born in Trinidad and Tobago.
All right.
Trinidad.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, you know, I mix it up. Sometimes Trinidad, sometimes Tobago. But now I'm, you know, living on the, I've been here for 25 years.
Yes.
And for the last 6 years, I've been going back and spending 6 months in Tobago and then coming back.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
To the Isle of Wight.
Have a nice bit of sunshine.
Oh, yeah. I don't like the cold weather.
So did you go to a school in the Caribbean?
Yes, I went to school at Tunapuna Anglican School, you know, and then, you know, I went to a college as well.
What did you study at college? Anything good?
Not much, to be honest, not much.
You were just focused.
Yeah, I was just there. I was just focused, so, you know, more on my music and sports, you know.
Which sports?
I used to run and stuff.
Oh, right.
You know, boxing, different things. I was just a kind of all along in sports. I love sports.
Yeah.
Music and sports.
They don't go together, do they? You can't really.
You can't play your guitar
or whatever whilst you're running, can you?
No. Daytime sports, nighttime guitar.
Right.
Yeah.
And what sort of music did you like then?
Well, I had loved all sorts of music. Calypsos, I started singing calypsos. Well, basically, I started singing in church.
Right.
You know, and then school and church. You know, Spiritual Baptist Church. School competitions and, you know, and so on. And, you know, just took it from there.
Those church services, they're sort of everyone's up and dancing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is that the type of thing?
Yeah. Spiritual Baptist, you know, just getting there, just going, you know, and shouting. And
they look like they're all having so much fun.
Of course. Well, this is what you're praising the Lord, and that's what's important.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So that's how I really started, you know, and then I started to climb. Different bands, you know. I've been on TV. 12 and under was a national TV. I was at the age of 11 years of age.
Yeah.
That was my first appearance on television in Trinidad. That was 1974.
Blimey.
You know, so, and then I started to move from there. Then I met Eddie Grant and Mark Holder.
Really?
Yeah, and then I did my vinyl. First vinyl, I was the first youth to do a vinyl record. You know, and they produced the record and arranged it. And then it just started to go from there.
Yeah, imagine you know. It did. So what was Eddie Grant like?
Nice guy, really nice guy, because he was from just next door.
Right.
From Guyana.
Oh, right. He's originally
from Guyana. You know, so.
I like the way you say it. He was just living next door. Yeah,
but he started his career in England.
Right.
You know, in London, Electric Avenue. You know, and
I wonder why he was singing about Electric Avenue then.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. You know, yeah, we have a lot of West Indians live up on that side.
They
so,
do, yeah.
Yeah.
So did you enjoy school?
Yeah. I was more practical, you know. Never like, reading was the worst subject. I used to try to, you know, hide away from school just to get away from reading. You know, I can read. I'm not a big time reader.
No.
But I can read what I write. I can read a letter. I can read a papers.
Of course you can.
But I'm not a big reader.
No.
You know,
you don't sit there with a novel for 3 days.
You've
got to get to the end.
I don't like writing, but I write my songs.
Yes.
Because I can understand what I write. You know,
I hope so.
Yeah.
So what happened after college? What did you do then?
Well, I moved on. I was playing again sports, you know, running with a big club, you know, and music. I was playing with my first band was Projection Song. You know, that was in 76, 77, because I did the record in 76 with Mark Holder and Eddie Grant. And then 77, I started to play with a band.
Yeah.
And I started to build my way up. You know, then I changed band, then I went to Trinidad Troubadours and, you know, and started to go up. And then I had stopped for a while when I was around 23. Late 22, 23, I stopped because I had alcohol problems.
Oh, dear.
Because when you're in the musical business, when you're in the entertainment business, you're very open
Yes.
To getting in drugs and alcohol. And I was one of those who got into it.
Oh, dear.
You know, and I had stopped music and sports, everything, for over 15 years.
Really?
Yeah, you know, over 15 years. That was in Trinidad.
Yeah.
And I needed help. And my mom, bless her soul, you know, they got me into a rehab.
Yes.
You know, and I spent 6 weeks in the rehab. That was in 2000. Yeah, 2000. And then I left Trinidad. When I came out, I spent six weeks there. And when I came out from here, I went back to Tobago, you know.
Yeah.
Stayed with my family because my mother is Trinidadian and my father is Tobagonian.
Right.
And again, I went into tourism.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, doing like tours and fishing trips and, you know. I still, right now, you know, I'm starting back to do it there again.
All right.
As well. So, like, when I go for 6 months, you know, just to keep myself busy.
Yeah.
So, I'm opening up my little tour company.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So, when you go fishing, the waters around there must be very clear, are they?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have the deep sea. Then we have the famous Buku Reef. Oh, yes. It's turquoise green, you know, nice beaches, the famous Buku Reef. Tobago it's a paradise. People talk about Barbados and Antigua, but they don't go, you know, they don't really know much about Tobago.
Right.
Some of the older folks would know Tobago because we don't advertise tourism because Trinidad is a very rich place.
Right.
We are the richest country in the Caribbean because of the oil and the gas.
Right.
So we don't promote tourism as the other islands. They have to because they have no resources.
Okay.
So they must, you know, like Barbados, they're just up the road from us, 25 minutes flying or 20 minutes like that, you know.
So is Tobago a very big island?
No, no, it's the same size as the Isle of Wight, 26
really?
Miles, yep.
Right, that's 26 miles. Isn't it?
But it feels bigger, it feels longer, you know, and...
Is it fairly flat?
No, we has no? a lot of ups and downs, right. And but it's the most beautiful island in the Caribbean.
I'm sure
a lot
it
of people
is,
don't know that.
Yeah.
But when you get there, then, you know, if you know somebody who's been there, they will tell you, you know, and it's safe as well. Trinidad is a bit... Because Trinidad is very industrialized.
Right. So it's a bit dodgy, is it?
A bit, yeah. But it's nice. It's, you know, you never hear about a tourist getting mugged in Trinidad or anything.
No.
You never hear about that. It's more gang wars in Trinidad. But Tobago is where all the tourists comes. I mean, people from the Isle of Wight comes there.
Yeah, I'm sure they do,
you know.
Yeah.
They go, oh, Derek, oh, yeah, we saw you. You know, even people from the mainland who comes for holidays here on the beautiful Isle of Wight. You know, they said, we've seen you on Britain's Got Talent. We've seen you and come dine with me. We know that you're an official ambassador on the Isle of Wight. And, you know, and well, what are you doing here? I said, well, I'm from here originally. You know, so I spent 6 months here now and I spent 6 months back in the UK.
Yeah.
You know, so, but Tobago is a really wonderful place, you know. When you get some time, check it out.
I will.
You'd
do.
Love it.
I will.
When you do it once, you're going to want to do it twice.
So what made you realize you needed help with alcohol?
Because I couldn't help myself, I couldn't stop.
Right.
So I knew right away, I was so deep in it.
You got to that point where I got to that point. Need help.
Yeah, you know, I went from up straight back down, and I mean flat.
Yes.
Really, really flat. Stopped my music, lose a lot of friends, you know. My first marriage, that broke down within 6 months.
Oh, dear.
You know, I was only 23 years when that happened, you know. And then I stopped for a while, then I started back. And when you stop and you start back with drugs and alcohol, you intend to go heavier.
Right.
Because you're trying to catch up.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, yeah.
You know? But I know I needed help, so I took it. You know, they said, look, we're going to get you into rehab. I said, that's wonderful, Mums.
Good.
That's wonderful. And
so was it hard work in
No, I enjoyed
rehab?
It. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I really, because I know...
You needed that help.
I needed that, and this is what I want, because I want to go back to my music. I want to go back to tourism, because I always love tourism. And music is a part of tourism as well.
I suppose it is,
if you see what I'm saying, you know. This is why I made the song Welcome to the Isle of Wight, because this is a tourism island, you know.
It's a very famous song, isn't it?
Well, so they say.
It is.
So they say. Yeah, people know the song, you know.
So when you came out of rehab... Uh-huh. Where did you go then? What did you do?
I went
do
back
then?
To Tobago immediately. Right. I had a lot of friends. They give me some money and go back, and I bought a lot of stuff. Went back to Tobago, back onto my beach, which is Turtle Beach. It's now called the Starfish Hotel. And I opened up a shop and selling souvenirs, bamboo vases, wind chimes, and all these different stuff. And then I started back. Gradually, you know, it was a bit strange for me because I used to do it before, but I used to be not with a shop. I used to be singing.
Right.
Singing and meeting people from England because we mostly have Brits there.
Yeah.
The Brits and the Germans, they're always there. And I used to sing for them to ask, I get some money from them. I went up in the shop and buy rum and, you know. So I used to do it before. But when I came out of rehab and I went back, I was more straight. No alcohol, no drugs.
Yeah.
Just opened up my shop and started to sell. And I, you know, then started to do tours and tours. And then in 2001, I met my ex-wife. She died now from, she was originally from Guildford, but she lived on the island for 2 years. And they were in Tobago on holiday, and I met her there. And then I came to England. You know, her father died, so she came back. Because she came first, then she came back. She came with her mom and her sister.
Right.
And then she came back, and then she came back about 3 months later and to stay for 6 months. Because she enjoyed what we're doing. She loved the atmosphere. It was so relaxed. Everything just goes at a slow pace.
Yeah.
No rush. No, you know, everything was just, and she loved the lifestyle. And her father died, and she had to come back. So when she came back, you know, she said, why don't you come to England and, you know, do some music here? Well, not really music, because she never knew I was a singer.
Oh.
She never knew that. What she knew me.
You'd hidden that, had you?
Yeah, because, yeah, I was trying to break some budget because I had the experience that I had with it.
Yes.
I know it can get you back into.
Right.
But I was very strong because I know what the damage, I know the damage that it caused me. So I came to England. She said, come up to England. We can work, spend, you know, do 6 months because I would get a 6 month visa to come because we were allowed to come from Trinidad to here.
Yeah.
And I came up, said, okay, I'm going to come up. We can work, make some money. Those days, the pound was like $13 and $14 to the pound.
Right.
I was just over eight, getting back closer to nine now. And we can work, go back and buy our own vehicle.
Yes.
Buy a nice Jeep so when we're doing our island tours, I don't have to rent a vehicle. Before, I used to rent a vehicle. I said, well, it makes sense. And I came here with £90 in my pocket. £90. You know, I stayed in Freshwater on Stokes Farm up there. I'll never forget that. Those were some really, really nice days. It was strange to me. It was a bit cool when I came because I came in October. I landed at Gatwick on the 1st of November.
A bit of a shock, wasn't it?
It was a bit of a shock when I came and I said, ooh. But I had a little experience because I'd been to Germany before in 99,
right.
You know.
Did you have to go and buy a jumper?
No, well, they had everything waiting for me when I came, so it was all right, you know. But I enjoyed it because I was just living on the farm, on a big campsite farm.
Yes.
You know, and it was fun seeing thousands and thousands of rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
And badgers and fox, you know. I never saw these things really before. Oh, yeah. You know, and then I was looking for a job, but it was difficult for me at the time to get a job on the island. I just came here, you know, walking Mr. Dave Leonard dogs, may his soul rest in peace as well. He was a great man because he let us stay at the campsite for free. I used to clean the campsite so we could stay.
Yeah.
He had a caravan and he put us up in the caravan. And I couldn't get a job. And I said, listen, I told my wife at the time, I'm a musician. She said, oh. She said, what do you say? I'm a singer.
First I've heard of it, she said.
Yeah, she said, oh, I never knew that. Well, then we got to go and sing. But I bought a guitar and I was just doing some, you know. She said, you could really sing, you know. I used to walk around with a little tape deck, a little machine.
Yeah.
And everybody was refusing me. Oh, no, we don't have time. Oh, no, this, oh, no, that. I remember those days, you know. And then a morning I was down at the front in Freshwater.
Yep.
And there was this guy, David Saville. He was walking a dog and he was hearing me sing and he said, man, he's a Londoner, but we just came on the island where I live. He said, you should be a millionaire. You know, that kind of voice. You know, I'm going to come and give me your number. I'm going to call you. And I thought he was kidding, you know, because I've heard that before. You know, so I just, you know. 2 nights later, I got a call from him. Oh, no, not about... One night later, I got a call from him. He said, hey, Derek, I got you an audition that was at Caldwell Bay.
Oh, right.
Yeah, in Tutland. Because he was living in Tutland, Stokes House is on Tutland.
Yes, yep.
And I said, okay, he said, I'm coming and pick you up at 10 o'clock. Came and he picked me up at 10 o'clock, took me to Corwell Bay, which was just down the road.
Yep.
And I played. They had a coaching that same morning, and that was early December. And I played some songs, one of just about two or three songs. And the landlord said, right, we want you. Came out with his diary, and I said, oh. Booked a few days, but he booked them, that was for spring.
Yep.
I said, okay, thank you. I said, oh, and things like it, you know. Then the following night again, I got a next call from him.
Yeah.
He said, I got your next audition. He said, I'm coming to pick you up. But everything for him was 10 p.m., 10 a.m. I'm coming, we're going to Bryston.
Right.
At the Three Bishops.
Yep.
Went there. I did an audition for them. The manager or the landlord and whatever. That was Phil and Tracy. And he brought his staff out. Played some songs for them, No Woman, No Cry, Three Little Birds, and he said, oh, yeah, good, we want you as well. I said, oh, right. And would you believe, and it started from there. And would you believe I'm still playing for Phil and Tracy because they own the Milby in Ventnor right now.
Right, yeah.
And I'm playing there even Saturday, this Saturday coming
you
as
are,
well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and from that time, they were the first people, and everything just started to climb.
Good.
It started to go. Then the old gaffers heard about me. Then this one here and about that, you know, the talk, word of mouth. Or this guy from the Caribbean, oh, yeah, Derek Sandy, yeah, you know. Then I started to get garden parties, started to get weddings, birthday parties, you know, and it just started to go.
Good.
And then in 2008...
Can we take a break there for
sure.
Some adverts?
No problem at all. You go right ahead.
Vectis Radio.
So you're at the Three Bishops...
Yeah.
That's a lovely pub, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, you know, and as I said, you know, word of mouth, things just started to go.
Yep.
People started to hear me, then I started to get called in Ventnor, then Shanklin, then, you know, and, you know, I just started to go. Everything just started to take, just started to happen.
Yes. Did you still have just a guitar? Or?
Yeah, still had a guitar, but I know, I can play guitar. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big guitarist, but I can play to make my songs and to accompany myself. But I'm more of a front person.
Yes.
I like to dance and move and,
yes.
You know.
We've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, and in 2008, before that, I think it was around 2007, I met Alex Dyke and Ian Mack.
Right.
And they, you know, gave me some interviews and I was just doing one or two little tracks and stuff. And then I came up with an idea, Welcome to the Isle of Wight. You know, and... I brought it into the radio station that morning. I never forget that. And Alex Dyke, oh, okay, let's put it on. And from the time he played that song, the phone just started ringing in the radio station.
Oh, that's
the console, this one, that one, the other one. And it just went ballistic, you know. And everything just started to go from there. Again, it was just steps after steps after steps, moving up, you know. And yeah, basically...
Were you still in the caravan at this time, or had you moved?
I was still in the caravan at that time.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was still in the caravan at that time. Yeah. I was still there. I spent about 4 to 5 years up there.
All right, yeah.
You know, it was. I enjoyed it. It was nice. It was something different.
Yes.
You know? We had one of those big Romani homes. We started in a small one, and then I bought a big one.
All right.
You know, and it was so nice. It's just different.
Yeah.
You know? And... After my first year, I remember I could have afforded to go back to the Caribbean and stay in a big hotel. You know, everybody was like, oh, what's going on? Because what happened, in February, I got married here.
All right.
Because the music kicked off. So I realized, hold on, yeah, 6 months too short. You know, I got to take it longer. So I got married. And so I was allowed to stay, you know, and I remember John Hannah meets...
Yes.
He did my first interview, and then John Marino from the County Press as well.
Yeah.
You know, all those guys helped, really, really helped me on till this point, and this is why I'm in the position now.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of shouts to John Marino, and I know John Hannum, he passed away some years ago.
He did, yeah.
You know, and these guys seed me up the road, you know, Ian Mack as well, Alex Dyke, you know, so, yeah. And it just started to happen, and then... In 2019, just before COVID, I got a call from Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, yes.
Well, before that, I did come dine with me because afterwards, I started to get interviewed with the BBC, you know, Heart Radio, all these different, you know, Southampton, everybody, you know, ITV, everybody was just, you know, Channel 5, Channel 4, come down with me twice,
oh, right.
2012 and 2016.
Right.
You know, and
now. I never saw those.
Yeah, 2012, look it up, 2012,
okay.
Isla White, come down with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I went as well. I went, ha ha ha.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we in the Caribbean, we cook. We can cook natural.
Yes.
We just.
So did you have to cook food?
Yeah,
I don't know what the program is. So.
Yeah, look it up. You'd laugh. You'd have a good laugh. Yeah, look it up.
So what did you have to do?
Well, you cook. You cook. There's four of us.
Right.
It was prime time, so normally they have five, but it was four of us.
So it's four people that you knew?
Four different people. No. Nobody knows each other.
Oh, right.
Nobody knows each other. And I just cooked some Caribbean food, you know, three courses.
Yeah.
You know, and I, you know.
And it was good.
Of course.
Yeah.
Who don't like Caribbean food? Especially Trinidad and Tobago food.
Right.
You know, so.
And then Britain's Got Talent, we saw you on there.
Yeah, well, that was a different story. That was, one morning I woke up and I saw a message on my phone. Hi, Derek. This is one of the producers from Britain's Got Talent. We would like you to appear on the show. And I had to think about it. I said, nah, because they edit up things.
Oh, right.
They edit and do all sort of stuff. They would make you sound, if they want to make you sound bad, they make you sound bad.
Right.
If they want to make you sound good, they make you sound good.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
But what they do, they build a show, they make a show.
Yes.
So it's not as what you see on TV. It's a whole completely different thing.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
Because it's a very long, people, you know, that took 6 months.
Yeah.
As simple as it looks like if it's one day show, that whole thing took 6 months.
I'm sure it did.
You had to go up to London, come back. You had to do this, you had to do that, you had to do the next thing. You had to say what they want you to say, you had to do what they want you to do.
Right.
And, you know.
You're not allowed to say whether you've won or not.
No. You had to keep that on the,
right.
On the, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want people to really know and, you know, they want them to watch the show to view
it. Of course they do, yeah.
You know, so basically, we said, okay. We're coming to the Isle of Wight, and we would like you to do a song. But they know what they were looking for.
Right.
They know what they were looking for. So I went to the auditions when they came. They say, when you come, just come and ask. Just say who you are.
Yep.
And we're going to let you come in.
Right.
Because I told them I was working on that same day. So they say, well, okay, just come a bit early. And so I came. I think it was Kia CSL.
Probably.
So it was somewhere around... I can't remember the exact place, but it was somewhere around here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I came, told them who I was, they said, oh, Derek, right, good, wonderful, come in. And I sang Feeling Hot, Hot, Hot. I said, okay. Then in September, that was in August, in ending of September, I got a call again from them. They said, that was my researcher or coordinator, whoever you want to call it. They said, the producer told us, asked if you can sing Welcome to the Isle of Wight.
Right.
See, they know the song. Everybody knows that song.
They do.
So they wanted me to sing that song.
Right.
No other song. They had me there just to sing Welcome to the Isle of Wight.
Yep.
We know what was going to happen. We know who's going to win before it even come up. We know exactly all. They have everything planned.
Right.
It's a planned show. I ain't supposed to be saying this, but it's true.
Yep.
You know? And by now, a lot of people picked up on it.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that was what it was. I just wanted to sing Welcome to the Isle of Wight.
And so you did.
And that's what
and
I did.
And it was very good.
Yeah. You know, but the way they filmed
it. Because you put a lot of effort into it, don't you?
Yeah. It's just having fun. You know, it's having fun. Because they can edit it up. They can put reverb on your mic. They don't want to. They can make you sing, as I said, how they want you to sing.
Yeah.
If they want you to win, they'll let you win. But everybody knows what's going to happen.
All right.
You know. Yeah, and then the profile got even bigger going there.
Yeah.
You know, just started to go until this point.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm still going and I'm happy. You know, yeah.
I don't think anybody doesn't know Derek Sandy, do they, on the island?
Yeah, it seems like everybody knows Derek because no matter where I go, you know. But I'm a down-to-it person as well. I'm easy.
Yeah.
You know, somebody always want a photo, you know, which is nice. I enjoy it. You know, so.
I'm sure you do.
Of course, definitely.
So how many songs have you actually written?
Oh, so.
Two? 36?
Oh, it's a lot of, I did two albums.
Oh, right.
Which was 12 and 12, 24. Then I did 25, 26, 27, 28. You could be right. You could be right. It's along there. Close to 40 songs. But there are songs I never released. But I released my two albums, a mini album, then two albums, three album. I never really released Adjust to the Plan, but I know you play it here. I hear it sometimes. I think they played it this morning as well.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, you know, which is a real nice song. It has Eco Island and, you know, even Eco Island, I didn't even check that as well. You know, so I would...
And the Christmas one, of course.
Oh, yes.
Up at the Needles.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, everybody. Yeah. Nice song, really nice song. Yeah, you know, so... I love to write my own songs as well, besides playing other people's songs, you know. But you have to, when you're on show, you have to play the songs that people know as well.
Yes.
And you're slipping one of yours. Well, Isle of Wight, welcome to the Isle of Wight, that's a must.
Can't get away from that. Absolutely, yes. So are you going to get to the festival, do you think?
Yes, I'm doing something at Mill Meadows, I believe it is.
Yeah.
That's just where they're going into the Isle of Wight, but I'm working privately.
Right.
I'm not working in the festival itself.
Right.
It's a bit too hectic for me.
Yeah.
You know, I did it twice before, but I am working next door private because there's a campsite there when they're
right.
going in. So
yeah.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, me and my stepson playing the keyboard, Alex, and we're going to be doing some three sessions.
Does he play the steel drums as well?
Oh, yes. He's brilliant. Magnificent. You should get him in and give him an interview. Yeah.
So do you play them?
No. I tried, but it just ain't for me. My father used to play it because we are the Trinidad and Tobago. We invented the steel pan.
Right.
That's ours, you know.
But you can't do it.
But I can't do it. I tried it, but I can't do it.
Oh.
I never really took it serious.
Right.
If you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But my stepson, Alex, he's a born entertainer because he can play the keyboards, he can play the guitar, he can play the drums, and he's now playing the steel pan.
Brilliant.
Really, 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 really good.
So can you sing your songs to his steel?
Yeah, easy. Yeah. Very easy.
Yeah. He keeps up with you, does he?
Yeah.
Does he run around after you? Because you're all here, there and everywhere, aren't you?
Yeah. But he works with me as well. He works permanently with me.
Yeah.
You know, so... Yeah, we have a good thing. He has a good understanding. He comes to the Caribbean with me as well for 6 months as well.
Yeah.
Because he's a massive TikTok and Instagram blogger.
Right.
He has over 100 million viewers.
How many?
Over 100 million viewers.
Wow.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
He's very, very popular.
Obviously,
You should have a look at him on Instagram, Alex Cassidy.
I don't have Instagram.
Oh, okay.
I don't have
TikTok. He's on Facebook as well, Alex Cassidy.
All right.
Yeah, so you can have a look. He's doing it all, yeah.
So is he your manager as well? Or?
No. He's just my stepson.
So are you your own manager?
I'm my own manager.
Yeah?
Yeah. So cut the middleman out.
You book everything yourself?
I book everything myself. I arrange everything myself. It's easier that way sometimes. I don't want to be tied to any contracts. It's headache.
I imagine it is, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
We're going to take another break now for the adverts, and then we'll be back.
Vectis Radio.
What's next for Derek Sandy?
I'm just, again, you know, just going with the flow, entertaining the beautiful people on the beautiful Isle of Wight and on the mainland as well, you know.
So what makes you love the Isle of Wight?
I'm an island boy, to be honest, or an island man, I must say. And this island is a beautiful island. It's really, really, really nice, you know. It's not huge, you know. This is a little gem. This is something special.
Yeah.
And there are beautiful people on the island. You meet really, really nice people, you know. And I get along with everybody fine. Not everybody.
Do you find some people are horrid?
Yeah. Well, in this business, you will get a little stick.
There's always
but
one, isn't
it? Just go through my ear and go to the next ear. I have the one to study. I just... go do what I have to do, try my best to entertain people, make them happy, make them dance.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is what I, you know. But hopefully I want to do a next song soon.
Right.
You know, hopefully, but I'm going to wait until I reach back to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And
have you got an idea in your head?
It just comes. When you're in the Caribbean, things come to you because you see so many different things. You meet so many different people.
Right.
You know, and ideas just come to you. Rhythm just come and then you work from that.
You don't wake up in the morning and think, where am I? Am I in the Isle of Wight? Am I in Tobago?
Sometimes I get a dream, you know, or I'm back on the Isle of Wight. I think it's a bit too soon. And when I really catch myself, oh, I'm still in Tobago. Wonderful.
So what would you advise people who want to have a career in anything, really? Should they follow their heart? Should they do what parents tell them? Or what do you think?
Well, sometimes you know that you know what a child wants to do from you're watching their movements as a parent. You have to pay attention. You must pay attention to that child and watch what that child is doing. Because first they want to be a fireman. Then the next 2 years they want to be a police officer.
Yeah.
Then the next 3 years they want to be a doctor.
And they want to be a pilot.
And then they want to be a pilot. You know what I'm saying? So, but there comes a time when they stick to something that they really want to go for.
Yeah.
And as a parent, you have to encourage that child.
Of course.
And try as best as possible.
Yeah.
Because that's the way. And if it's a good way, you would know if it's a good role or a bad role.
Yeah.
You know, you make a child, but you don't make their mind.
Yes. That's true.
You see, you make a child, but you don't make their mind. But what you can do as a parent is to assist that child in doing what you think, okay, yes, this could make sense. You could have a good living off of it. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I want to be a mason, so I want to be a bricklayer, so I want to be a carpenter.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So if they become a carpenter and then they're not really enjoying it, should they change or should they stick at it?
Well, if they're not enjoying it, it makes no sense you're doing something which you're not enjoying.
This is true.
You see, so you have to enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like for me, I always loved singing from small. I sang in church. I was very brave to go up on big stage and singing in front of hundreds of people.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I'm comfortable on a stage.
Yes.
It's the most comfortable place I am is on a stage. You know, and I would encourage.
Are you Derek Sandy on the stage or are you a character?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a character and I'm Derek Sandy,
you
know. But I would encourage, you know, young people, you know, to follow your dreams. If you want to do something, go for it. Don't try to think twice because you get confused, you get straight.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard because there's a lot of steps and a lot of hurdles to go over.
Yeah.
But
don't be disheartened.
Don't be disheartened. Just go for it. Practice as a musician. Practice. Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
And that light is gonna come. Whatever you want in life, you can get it. You can get it if you really want, but you must try.
Yeah.
Try and try.
Yeah.
And you'll succeed in the end.
So after being on Britain's Got Talent and the huge international success of that, did that make a change to bookings or?
Well, I was already popular before, long before, you know, since, you know, from the first 3-4 gigs I did, because I'm different.
Yes.
I'm different to other musicians. We have some brilliant musicians on the Isle of Wight. But I was just different. I was doing more Caribbean stuff.
Yes.
But when I came, I wasn't really doing much Caribbean. I was doing a lot of Motown.
Right, yeah.
You know, but I said, you know, I use common sense. I said, this is an island. I'm from the Caribbean. We have a lot of tourists here. Why not sing Caribbean music?
Absolutely.
You know, so I mix it up now.
Yeah.
You know, I sing more reggae, but I has, like for weddings and stuff, I'm going to play Motown, play love songs. And, you know, so but when people are having a garden party and stuff, and the sun is shining, they want to hear nice Caribbean music. If you see what I'm saying. So that's what I go for.
Yeah.
You know, and they enjoy it. You know, they enjoy it. Again, I've been popular.
I think it's obvious
from
that people enjoy it, isn't it? Because they're all dancing around and singing along with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I let the people decide if I'm popular or not. You know, that's for the people to decide.
Well, they wouldn't get bookings if you weren't, would
you? This is what I'm saying. So something has to be, I got to be doing something right.
You must be doing something right.
I got to be doing something right, so.
And you do gigging when you're in Tobago as well?
No. I'm focusing more on tourism now.
Right.
You know?
So you don't do any singing at all?
No. Yeah, I do. I just do one gig at the hotel, Starfish Hotel in Tobago.
Right.
And it used to be the Turtle Beach famous. That's where all the big leatherback turtles comes up. Huge.
Oh, yes.
You know, yeah. Just to keep my voice in tune.
Did they enjoy the music?
Of course, because
the turtles?
Well, that's a hard question. But we have a lot of people from Britain who comes there. They know me.
Yes.
You know, it's not only people from the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
I'm known on the mainland, I'm known in Germany, I'm known in Holland, I'm known in France. Australia as well.
Yeah.
People come, oh, we saw your video.
So you can't go and hide anywhere then.
This is it. You know, so I use it to my advantage.
You can't go and be incognito.
So I use it to my advantage.
Yes.
Why not? If you has ammunition, you got to use it.
Absolutely.
You know, so, and here I am, still going.
You are.
And, you know.
How long have you been here now?
I've been going, I'm going in 25 years.
Really?
I think, yeah. But I came in 2001.
But you're only 25.
Pardon?
You're only 25.
Yeah, only 26. 26.
So you keep going, don't you?
Oh, I'm
and you
keep
just
going.
Love it.
I just love it. I enjoy it.
No, you can see you love it.
So people ask me how long I'm going to continue for.
Until you can't.
Until I can't. It's as simple as that, yeah. You know. So, you know, God give me a voice and a personality to entertain and sing. So I'm just going to do it.
Absolutely.
You know, I ain't got no ego about this. I don't know. I just do what I have to do. Not looking at anyone else.
You do it very well.
I just
well.
Go. And just do what
do
I love
to do. Do you ever collaborate with other bands or singers? Or
you mean on the island?
Yes.
Yeah, I was a good friend, Rick Stanbridge, who, you know, certain times, like if somebody wants to hear me with a band, I would contact Rick Stanbridge, Jules Nelson, Chris Phillips. There are guys here on the island who I would, you know, work with.
Yeah.
You know, I worked with them before as well. You know, on the island, in the Isle of Wight festivals, we did some nice, huge weddings and stuff as well.
All right.
Did some years ago. You know, but yeah, we have some beautiful entertainment, some really good entertainer. Rick Stanbridge, he's top draw. You know, all the musicians here are good.
They're brilliant, aren't they?
They're brilliant, yeah. They've
got amazing different amount styles, of talent, again, haven't we?
Yeah, different styles, but the musicians here.
So do you have a message you can give to young people to get them on their way to do what they would like to do?
Yeah, well, the message is there would come a time in their young lives when they said, all right, this is what I'm going to go to university to study or whatever. And once you decide, look, this is it, just go for it. Follow your heart, follow your dreams, and don't give up.
No.
If you give up, you lose. If you turn back, you lose.
This is
so
true.
Keep going forward. You know, people would say this. You will get people who say, you know, just a bit jealous of you, saying, oh, there's an old dad. But, you know, you can't study them. You got to go and just keep going.
Yes.
Just keep going. And you will succeed in the end.
You will, yes. So do you have a favourite tune that we could play at the end of this interview? It doesn't have to be yours. It can be. It can be anybody's.
Right. What do you think?
No, it's up to you. It's your choice.
There's a song on one of my albums, on my second album, yeah. Mama, I Love You.
Right.
That's a Brighter Day album.
Right.
Mama, I love you. It's a really nice song, really, really, really nice song.
Okay, so you would like that to be played?
I would like that to be played.
Okay. Well, thank you, Derek. It's been
You're
absolutely
most
fascinating.
You're most welcome. Thank you as well for having me.
It's a pleasure.
And, you know, whenever you want me to come back, you just give us a call.
Okay.
Just give us a
we'll
call.
We'll do. Say, Derek, come back.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
you. Yeah, man.
If you would like to hear this or any other of the conversations again, go to the Vectis Radio webpage, vectisradio.com, and you can find it amongst the podcasts. Vectis Radio.